June 1940. War rages in Europe. The defeated British expeditionary forces and their allies have retreated from Dunkirk, and France has fallen to Hitler's blitzkrieg. In Britain, food is rationed and children are evacuated from cities to the countryside to escape the coming bombardment. With so many men away fighting, it falls to the women on the home front to keep the country running. The Women's Land Army helps on the farms, the air raid precaution wardens watch the skies, and the Women's Voluntary Service supports them all. Men, too old to be conscripted, sign up for the local defence volunteers, soon to be known as the Home Guard, and prepare for invasion.
Meanwhile, in a quiet village in rural Kent, strange things are afoot. Simon and Schuster Audio presents The Crow Folk by Mark Stay, read by Candida Gubbins. Prologue. A field in England. Under a sunset sky, streaked with pinks and yellows, a scarecrow stands alone in a field. A sorry sight in a tatty red gingham frock that was once someone's Sunday best. She has a sack for a head, buttons for eyes, and stitches for a smile. Draped in a musty old shawl, she hangs on her cross like forgotten laundry. She has a name, Suki, but her mind is as empty as her pockets. Across the tilled soil comes the metronomic clonk of a cowbell. A figure stalks over the field, swinging the cowbell like a priest with incense. But he moves unnaturally, limbs all herky-jerky. His dusty dinner jacket billows behind him, his scuffed top hat at a jaunty angle. Jackdaws warn him off with salvos of caw, caws, but he keeps coming. His head, a pumpkin of prize-winning orange. His smile, a jagged sawtooth. His eyes, triangles of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?